Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got Tim Berry back on the show. Tim is an original member of our Brain Trust. Already had our 12th anniversary with Tim. He's the founder of Palo Alto Software and a guy who knows more about business planning than he's forgotten more about it than the rest of us will ever know. And he's the world's guru on that topic. He's the author of the 21st century book on business planning, The Plan As You Go Business Plan. He's our good friend, Tim Berry. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Delighted to be with you again.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. Tim, one of the things that it's interesting that you want to talk about this topic today, because I'm actually writing a two-part series column on this topic that'll be out in a couple of weeks or so, and that is, whether you should seek investors to grow your business with investment capital, or whether you should bootstrap it, or of course you got the bank loan scenario. But this is a topic that I don't know too many people who are more of an expert in than you. Talk to us about it.
Well, I'm kind of concerned, to tell you the truth, that in the world of, say, writing about and teaching entrepreneurship, we don't talk enough about bootstrapping, because we tend to teach starting a business is about getting investment, getting financed, and then the business starts. And that's just wrong, because 90X%, what do you think, Jim, 99%?
99.3% of all small businesses will never see a face of a check, I'll say, from an investor.
Yeah, you said 99.3. I believe that. That's a very high number.
Yeah.
And that's fine, because I think there are huge advantages to not having investors if you can pull it off.
Well, those percentages, you know, whether it's 98 or 99 or 90 or 90, whatever, those percentages are not an indictment of anybody.
It's just reality.
It's just the way things are, because...
Because they are an indictment of somebody. Before we leave that, because, you know, I've taught at our University of Oregon Business School for 12 years. I'm not teaching this year, but I've been a part of it. And since we last talked, I was a judge at the University of Texas Moot Court Business Plan Competition. And our angel investment group made its decision. So I'm very involved in this world of reviewing business plans for investment and choosing business plans for investment. And there's the indictment that I get back to. If 98 or 99% of the companies are bootstrapped without investment, why is it that it seems like 98% of the writing and speaking about startups is about finding investors?
Well, I do think it's important to partition those folks, because when you and I say 98, 99%, that we're talking about the small business universe.
Yes.
And as you well know, probably 75% of that universe doesn't even have employees. That 75% of that universe are contractors, independent contractors, sole proprietors, home-based business. They're smaller, somebody call them lifestyle entrepreneurs in some ways.
Solopreneurs,
exactly. And so that's 75% of the folks. So a fourth of those people have employees and therefore are on some kind of a organizational growth track. You could sort of expect that, right?
Right.
And therefore the need for the capital.
Well, so, theoretically, I like the concept of the startup sweet spot myself, that there's inherent in the nature of the business that the next person is trying to start some sense of how much money it needs to do it right. And that it sort of varies by the business. There are a lot of professional service businesses, for example, that can start up without a great deal of money.
Right.
And then you turn to manufacturing a product, or you've got to design a whole software package, or you're doing medical or medical electronics that it takes years to develop and go through the FDA. Some businesses require a lot of money, and,
right.
and those ones probably need investment. But you already said it, the vast majority, I think it's 21 million, don't even have employees. They mm-hmm. don't necessarily require the investment.
Right. But those people, back to your point, though, about the ones who are doing the business plan, the truth is that, you know, the percentage of business plans that are written to get investors that don't get investors may not be 99.3 to 0.7, but it's still very, very high. The success rate is very low for business plans to investors. We're going to get Tim Berry to help us some more with this very, very important topic, folks, on capitalizing your growth right after these messages. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.